Busy December for trade negotiations. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Bratton with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. While many have been focused on shopping and Christmas preparations this month, December has also been a busy month for trade negotiations. AFBF's Jonna Miller has the story.
December has been a busy month for agricultural trade negotiations. What? You didn't notice? Well, maybe you should have, because agricultural exports are a big deal for the U.S. economy. American Farm Bureau trade specialist Dave Salmonson.
Our exports at over $140 billion a year, our imports at about $115 billion a year, are probably about over 10% of all of our trade. But it's one of our number one positive trade things, meaning we have a surplus and one of the only sectors that has that. So it's a real bright spot in the U.S. economy.
There have been three different international trade negotiations taking place this December. All three are important to the U.S. economy and agriculture. A World Trade Organization ministerial covered issues that could help or hinder the movement of goods between countries. U.S. negotiators for the Trans-Pacific Partnership pushed for an agreement with Japan to lower tariffs and increase access for U.S. agricultural goods. U.S. and European Union negotiators are trying to reduce barriers to trade between the United States and the 27 EU nations.
If you saw TPP finalized, and if you saw this agreement with the European Union and the U.S. ultimately done, you would have a trading relationship with the U.S. in the center that would extend from the Sea of Japan to the Black Sea, of developed nations getting together and making a better trading environment. And I think that would be a powerful economic force.
Salmonson says smaller regional trade deals may be the route to the ultimate goals of the World Trade Organization. More markets for U.S. agriculture means a boost to one of the healthier sectors of the U.S. economy.
So there's a lot of issues that have been barriers to our trade for a long time. We're going to push hard to get some of these solved.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Good news for agricultural trading. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.